Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 18th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Leading off today, Apple has adjusted the pricing of AppleCare Plus plans for MacBook Air and MacBook Pro users, with a notable distinction between M1 and Intel-powered machines for the first time. Starting this week in the United States and select other countries, AppleCare Plus is now cheaper for the 13-inch MacBook Pro with M1 processor inside than for MacBook Pro machines with Intel inside. Apple has split the 13-inch MacBook Pro into two separate listings. AppleCare Plus for the 13-inch M1 model is now $249, down from the previous price of $269. AppleCare Plus for the 13-inch MacBook Pro with Intel remains priced at $269. AppleCare Plus for the MacBook Air is now $50 cheaper than before, with Apple dropping the price from $249 to $199. This change applies to both Intel and M1-powered MacBook Airs. For those unfamiliar, AppleCare Plus extends your Mac's coverage to 3 years and adds up to 2 incidents of accidental damage protection every 12 months, and it gets you 24/7 priority access to Apple experts via chat or phone. It's notable to see Apple making AppleCare Plus slightly cheaper for Apple Silicon Macs, and it'll be interesting to see if this trend continues as more Macs are transitioned away from Intel. You can buy AppleCare Plus for your Mac within 60 days of your Mac purchase on your device via the Apple online store or at an Apple retail store. In other news today, this week marks the first week that every single Apple store in the world has been simultaneously open in over 17 months. Health and safety precautions, regional lockdowns, and recurring COVID-19 infection spikes have challenged Apple retail operations since the start of the pandemic. But now all 511 Apple stores around the world are operating this week in some capacity. Many of them are offering in-store shopping and browsing without an appointment, and others are open for pickup of online orders. So this week, starting on June 15th, marks the first day that every current store has been collectively operational since at least January 4th of 2020. The Apple Store experience you remember from before the pandemic is quickly returning. In the United States, express storefront shopping has disappeared entirely, and health screenings are no longer required. So in many instances, this means you can walk in and browse freely without a shopping appointment. And also starting this week, at select stores, face masks are no longer required for vaccinated customers. Going forward, Apple may still choose to close or modify store services at some of its locations based on local health conditions. But today is a great milestone in the return to a full shopping experience. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Walter Pro for Mac makes it easy to transfer virtually any file in any format to your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Walter Pro has always been a useful alternative to iTunes for getting content from a Mac or a PC to an iOS device, and now that iTunes has been retired, it's even more useful. It's called Walter Pro for a reason. It allows you to manually edit metadata, convert files into Apple-friendly formats directly to your local drive, and more. And for HomePod users, the all-new Walter Pro lets you convert unsupported music formats like WAV and FLAC, sending them directly to Apple Music in the cloud for playability on your HomePod or any iCloud device. Walter Pro is a fantastic tool for transferring photos, videos, music, and more, and it even supports legacy iPods, including the original iPod Classic released in 2001. Learn more about Walter Pro and download it for free at softorino.com/9to5daily. That's softorino.com/9to5daily to get 30% off as a 9to5 Mac Daily listener. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, All of today's best Apple-friendly deals are headlined by Amazon discounting the all-new 12.9-inch Apple iPad Air 256GB for $1,099. Down from its usual $1,199 going rate, today's offer marks the very first notable Amazon discount we've seen and is a new all-time low. As the latest iteration in Apple's lineup of iPad Pro models, the newest version stands out with the newfound inclusion of an M1 chip to deliver even better performance. Alongside a Thunderbolt port that's supplemented by Wi-Fi 6 connectivity, you're also looking at the all-new Liquid Retina XDR display with 1600 nits of peak brightness and ProMotion 120Hz refresh rate. That's on top of all of the other usual features you'll find, like Apple Pencil support, Face ID, and more. Another notable offer as we're heading into the weekend is that Best Buy has launched its latest flash sale that's discounting a selection of the latest Apple accessories, M1 Max, and much more. Headlining all of the discounts is Apple AirPods Max for $499 in nearly all of the styles. Down from the usual $549 going rate, today's offer matches our previous mention, which was limited to select colorways, and drops the price to the all-time low set only for the second time. Apple's new AirPods Max bring many of the features that have been staples in its true wireless earbuds lineup to an over-ear design that's backed by the H1 chip. Alongside stellar active noise cancellation and support for spatial audio, you're also looking at 20-hour playback, Hey Siri support, and a premium design comprised of aluminum, a Nishmet canopy, and memory foam ear cushions. And for all of the other best deals as we head into the weekend, make sure you're keeping it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to Walter Pro for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like Walter Pro help us keep making the show 5 days per week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.